World Bank launches new report to help Jamaica with disaster risk financing. The report is expected to assist the government to better budget for natural disasters. Stay tuned to learn more. I'm Anthony Morgan, and this is Going for Growth. According to a new World Bank report, Jamaica would need, on average, some $16 billion annually to cover losses from natural disasters. Of this amount, it is estimated that $9 billion would be required to address hurricane damage to public and private buildings. Titled Advancing Disaster Risk Finance in Jamaica, the World Bank report outlines proposals for the formulation of a country-specific Comprehensive Disaster Risk Finance DRF strategy. The report was officially launched during a ceremony at the Jamaica Pegasus Hotel in New Kingston on Monday, July 16. According to the World Bank, the document is intended to be used as a planning tool for the potential development of a comprehensive disaster risk finance strategy that would equip the Ministry of Finance and the public service with information and instruments to manage contingent liabilities posed by natural disasters. World Bank Country Manager for Jamaica, Galina Sotirova, says the report is the first building block for the development of this framework for disaster risk financing.
The report is the result of 3 years of very close collaboration of our team with the Ministry of Finance in Jamaica that analyzed the gaps in sovereign fiscal protection against disasters and climate-related risks and developed custom solutions based on the priorities and economic context in
The World Bank country manager says this is the first in a series of reports that the World Bank will be preparing after last year's hurricane season.
So similar reports the World Bank is preparing and finalizing and about to publish in other countries in the Caribbean. So yet again, Jamaica is ahead of.
Meanwhile, Minister Without Portfolio in the Ministry of Finance and the Public Service, Favel Williams, has welcomed the report, noting that it has laid out in great detail a roadmap for Jamaica to follow.
And I greatly appreciate the work that went into the analysis. It was rigorous, it's practical, and the roadmap is straightforward in its suggested implementation.
The minister noted that over the years, the capital market for disaster risk has been developing financial instruments to help countries deal with disaster. Mrs. Williams maintains that the country is now at that point to seriously evaluate and implement a set of financial instruments that will provide resources for the country for it to be able to have a swift recovery in the event it is hit by such disasters. She argues that access to these resources is critical, given the fact that hurricanes rob Jamaica of economic vitality and set the country back, on average, about 2.5% gross domestic product GDP annually. Citing research findings from the International Monetary Fund, IMF, Mrs. Williams adds that since 1950, more than 12,000 natural disasters have been registered globally. During that same period, the Caribbean has been hit by 324 natural disasters.
The research shows that the economic impact of these 324 natural disasters in the Caribbean has been substantial, exceeding US$22 billion over the period 1950 to 2016. We suffer in the Caribbean about 38% of the global damage from natural disasters.
Minister Williams says the newly launched World Bank report is expected to help the Jamaican government put in place mechanisms and processes that will support the budget needed for disaster risk financing.
It would also help us to evaluate the various capital market options that can allow us as a government to transfer that risk that we cannot and should not try to absorb.
Minister Without Portfolio in the Ministry of Finance and the Public Service, Favel Williams. And that's it for our program. Thanks for listening. I'm Anthony Morgan on behalf of Studio Engineer Andre Palmer, inviting you to join us again next week when we'll again be going for growth.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.